Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Jack Tobin. Batting second. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The catcher, Hank Severide. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chick Shorten. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Frank Ellerbe. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dixie Davis. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dixie Davis. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Ralph Young. Batting second. The first baseman, Doc Johnston. Batting third. The left fielder, Tilly Walker. Batting fourth. The catcher, Cy Perkins. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bing Miller. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Frank Welch. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chick Galloway. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Hasty. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bob Hasty. And now, play ball. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber bunts towards the mound. Hasty fields it and throws to first for the out. Tobin moves to second. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnston scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sisler for the out. Tobin moves to third. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from Perkins and he is safe. Williams steals second. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide hits a fly ball into right field. Welch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young strikes out. One out. Doc Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ellerbe fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chick Shorten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shorten hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Shorten reaches second base with a double. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe is hit by the pitch. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dixie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hasty fields it and throws to first for the out. Shorten moves to third. Ellerbe moves to second. two outs. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tobin hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Welch moves to second. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Davis fields it and throws to second for the out. Welch moves to third. Two outs. Bob Hasty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hasty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ellerb fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-0 in the game. Gerber hits a pop-up towards short. Galloway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-1 in the game. Sisler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Welch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0-for-1 in the game. Severide hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Perkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Severide settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnston hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Perkins is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chick Shorten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shorten is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Shorten takes first base on ball 4. Frank Ellerb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerb is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Ellerb bunts towards the mound. Hasty fields it and throws to first for the out. Shorten moves to second. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Browns. Dixie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tobin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davis moves to second. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerber hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Davis, and towards Gerber, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Welch hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Severide settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Dykes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0 for 2 in the game. Severide hits a fly ball into right field. Welch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chick Shorten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shorten is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Shorten hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Shorten reaches second base with a double. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Ellerbe hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0 for 1 in the game. Galloway hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Galloway reaches second base with a double. Bob Hasty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hasty is 0 for 1 in the game. Hasty hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. Young hits a fly ball into center field. Shorten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnston hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Galloway scores. It's Browns, 2, Athletics, 2. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ellerbe fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dixie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Davis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Perkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Tobin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0 for 2 in the game. Perkins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ellerbe fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Perkins moves to second. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Welch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Davis fields it and throws to third for the out. Miller moves to second. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Dykes strikes out. Two outs. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Galloway takes first base on ball 4. Miller moves to third. Welch moves to second. Bob Hasty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hasty is 0 for 2 in the game. Hasty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Miller scores. Welch moves to third. Galloway moves to second. It's 3-2, Athletics. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 3 in the game. Young hits a fly ball into center field. Shorten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 2 in the game. Gerber hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Browns, 3, Athletics, 3. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0 for 3 in the game. Severide hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnston takes first base on ball 4. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tobin. Walker reaches second base with a double. Johnston goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Athletics. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Perkins hits a ball on the ground for an out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Perkins moves to third. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Welch hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Perkins scores. Miller moves to second. It's 5-3, Athletics. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Dykes hits a fly ball into center field. Shorten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Galloway hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Miller scores. Welch moves to third. It's 6-3, Athletics. Bob Hasty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hasty is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hasty hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 9-3, Athletics. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 4 in the game. Young hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Chick Shorten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shorten is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. Shorten hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Baby Doll Jacobson pinch hits for Frank Ellerbe. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. McManus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Collins pinch hits for Dixie Davis. Pat Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Robertson now playing third base. Hub Pruitt now pitching. Doc Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnston hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tobin. Johnston reaches second base with a double. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Walker hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Johnston moves to third. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Perkins takes first base on ball 4. Walker moves to second. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pruitt fields it and throws to home to get Johnston. Walker moves to third. Perkins moves to second. One out. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Welch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to home to get Walker. Perkins moves to third. Miller moves to second. score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Robertson. Perkins scores. Miller scores. Welch moves to third. Dykes moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 11-3, Athletics. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Galloway hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Welch scores. Dykes scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 13-3, Athletics. Bob Hasty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hasty is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Hasty hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pruitt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 13, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Tobin hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 3 in the game. Gerber hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Sisler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gerber moves to second. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0 for 4 in the game. Severide hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 13, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.